Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Cal Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Well, 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 goddamn. Hello, people. Hey, hello and welcome, damn it, welcome. And by the way, happy motherfucking New Year. Lord have mercy, we done came into a whole nother new motherfucking year. I took off last year, people, right in December, probably about around the first part of December. I was going to try to bring y'all some shows, but we done had some technical difficulties. Y'all know how I do. But if you love me, you rock with me, and you just, you know, kindly and patiently wait until the bitch is back on air. Have mercy. So, yeah, I had to just get that out of the way. But joining me, y'all know I got my lovely co-host, Miss Tammy Jones Gill. How you doing, Miss Gilson? Happy New Year. Bonjour.
I'm good. I'm good. What's up? What's up? Happy New Year. 2015.
Look, I got some new shit, Tammy.
What's that?
Got some new shit. Bonjour. Oh, I've been killing that shit, honey. I fucked around and watched jumping the goddamn broom one too many motherfucking times, honey. And I love that shit. That bitch be like, bonjour. So, anyway, Tammy, real quick, I got to chop it up with my co-host people before we get into the new song of the night. And I got some juicy shit lined up for y'all. And you know what? Before I start talking to my co-host about her New Year's resolutions and what has she done so far for the new year, I want to say, you know, I hate that I wasn't doing no shows in December because people got on a lot of juicy shit. I was sitting back like, God, look at that story. Boy, I would have delivered on that shit tonight if I'd have been on air. All the good shit happens when I be on vacation. I don't like that shit. Why they want to cut the food when a bitch is away?
I know it never failed. All the good stuff happens when you are away or you're not doing the show.
Such a shame. But anyway, first of all, how has your New Year been?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we had a great holiday. I went with to the in-laws. We went to Coney Island in Brooklyn. You know, they had they did the New Year's thing out there instead of being crowded Times Square, and they did the famous parachute drop, and they put the lighting. It was nice. It was cold as hell because you know you're on the beach, but it was nice turnout.
So you know, as always, every fucking year rolls in, people always be talking about, "Hey, I'm gonna do this." So, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I stopped doing resolutions a long time ago. I stopped doing that a long time ago.
Sorry, people, I had to whip my whistle a little bit. That's one of the fucking resolutions that I got is to stop drinking these motherfucking sodas. I be diving the hell out of those 7-Ups and Sprites and shit. And even though I don't drink dark sodas, you feel me? I don't drink the dark sodas like that no more. I'm going to just start buying more Punch after my surgery. Yes, people, still haven't had the goddamn surgery yet. I'm scared of little motherfucker. It's just, I got so much going on. Like tomorrow, my daughter got to go. You know, remember when I told you she had the surgery before to have a cyst removed from a part from a certain area of her body? Well, the shit came back up. So tomorrow, we got to go to the hospital, you know, outpatient treatment and let them do the do. It ain't going to be no full surgery, but they just got to do some minor work to that area. So I'm like, God damn. And then I got to be in my doctor's office at 11:15 to discuss what I supposed to be having the surgery this month. Matter of fact, one of my homegirls, she's going to have her surgery on the 21st. But I'm just scared as hell, and I got a lot of stuff going on. And got to make preparations for somebody to watch my son, because more than likely I'll be in the hospital anywhere from 2 to 3 days. Then the recovery time is like a whole fucking month, so y'all ain't going to hear from a bitch for a whole month, might be two. I don't know. Tell you a month, but at the end of the day, when I had my son, because really I wanted them to take the uterus out my coochie, okay? Take it out my coochie. But considering that that motherfucker is so big, they don't have no choice but to cut me again. So basically I'm going in like I'm finna have a third C-section. And, yeah, I am not motherfucking thrilled about it. But y'all pray for your girl. Something else that I'm working on this new year, I'm trying to be more positive, people. I'm trying to, you know, I just have folks, you know, sometimes it just piss me off. And y'all know I say any fucking thing about my mouth. I'm trying to learn how to control some things that I say. Because even when I talk on my show, I always tell people that sometimes some things are better left unsaid. And I'm just trying to work on that for myself. I'm a work in progress, goddammit. It ain't gonna change over fucking night. So for all you motherfuckers that know me for being like this, like Madea things and shit, this is who the fuck I am and this is who the fuck I'm gonna be. But anyway, how much time we in, Tammy?
All right, now we have here, we're 5 minutes after in. We have 23 minutes left.
Maybe 5 minutes. We're going to give y'all the new joint of the night. Lord have mercy. We're going to start off with our old hell to the now moment of the night. The little boxer, I think his name is Adrian Boner, some shit. Boner. Yeah, that nigga. Supposed to say that Jay-Z wanted to sign this little nigga. Offered that nigga $40 million to sign to Roc Nation Sports. This nigga, I don't know if he think he a little mini Floyd Mayweather Jr. or something. I don't know, but he too goddamn cocky for me. He was one of the little ugly motherfuckers who got shitted on, you know, one of the ones that were popular in school. So now I got money, now I can talk the way I want to talk, and I can have this type of motherfucking attitude, which I don't like from celebrities. He said that Jay-Z could suck his dick, basically, to just be fucking blunt. We ain't going to beat around the bush with it. And so the moral of the story is like, nigga. Okay, I'm not a Jay-Z fan. I'm not going to say that Jay-Z is, he's incredible with the things that he do as far as his business mind. I don't know if I would like him. I probably would if I met him, but by me just seeing things and know him from the outer part of him being Jay-Z, I don't really care for him. But you don't disrespect a motherfucking billionaire. Well, I ain't gonna even say he a billionaire. He probably close to it. But, nigga, this man has status. You need him more than he needs you. Nigga, if I drive jump on the goddamn bandwagon, he wouldn't have asked me twice. But anyway, the damn contract was gonna be for 5 years. So, Tammy, do you think, I'm gonna ask you real quick, then I'm gonna move on. Do you think that Jay-Z should fuck with that nigga now, considering what he said?
Yeah, you know, why would you bite the hand that's going to pay you? I mean, was he drinking? Did he just lost his damn mind for a moment? I mean, I don't know. If I was Jay-Z, I would have just ripped that contract. But then again, he would probably have sued me for breach of contract. But why would you bite the hand that's getting ready to feed you?
Oh, he's a typical nigga. And since we are speaking of Jay-Z, let's talk about his face. Because y'all know I still say that bitch name with royalty. You know, I used to can't stand her. If y'all listen back to some of my previous shows from when I first came into the game, I did not like her motherfucking ass, just like I did not like Nicki Minaj. But Beyonce, she just wore on me. And I like that bitch now. I love that video, 7-11. Oh, that shit, I be getting crock off that motherfucker. But anyway, Beyonce was somewhere on the goddamn beach, posted a picture, looked like, you know, she was up on the sand. It looked like she had a big belly or some shit. And motherfuckers done took that shit and ran with it. They done ran amok with it, like Mama D said. They done ran amok in the palace. her and them children are red with that goddamn shit. Her and talking about that woman is pregnant with baby. Not, she ain't going to be blue ivory. She going to be red ivory. Little baby red. That's what they already call it, a baby. But Michelle Williams, I don't like her. I don't know why I don't like Michelle. She's just so goddamn fragile and trying to be so Christian. Oh, Lord, I can't stand her. But either way, she went on an interview with somebody, honey, but she cleared it up and told them that Beyonce is not pregnant. So y'all goddamn fans of Beyonce that's looking for her to be pregnant, better look next time. She might be pregnant before the end of the year. Who knows? We don't know, but just be on the lookout for it. Goddamn, that's the only thing I can see. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Chris Brown, it's like, I thought I had bad fucking luck. I have some serious fucking bad luck, okay? But this nigga, trouble just follows his ass no matter where he at. It just follows him. Chris, honey, we need to go see somebody together. We do. We need to go see somebody together. Either way, Chris Brown was performing in California. Then had a little mini concert, and five people got shot, honey. Somebody just started shooting the crowd. I watched the goddamn video, and I see some bitches that were standing up, honey, trying to help the other motherfucker up while shots were still being fired. Honey, I'd have been up under everybody. Do you hear me, Chapman?
I know.
I am not getting motherfucking shot, nigga. I would have been diving up under bodies. I'd rather for them motherfuckers that got shot than me, baby. I'd have been diving up under some goddamn people. And you know what makes me mad? You know, people are so cold these days. Everybody always got something goddamn say. Like this bitch on motherfucking YouTube. And I'm going to tell y'all about her. I had to check this bitch. Said she tried to come out her mouth telling me like she was just, like, the words, I'm reading her words and shit. Like, she trying to come out so intellectual, so intelligent. You know, like she just, like, every fucking thing she said, like she got, like she writing it from a goddamn book or some type of script or some shit. But I can't say it, folks. Folks make the goddamn sick. But I said that to say this. People wanted to start trying to, you know, talk about, oh, he started ducking, talking about Chris Brown while he was on stage. He started ducking and shit from the bullets. Nigga, what? First of all, it wasn't his fight. Okay, whatever was going on. He didn't have no goddamn gun. And just like he tweeted, why would he not goddamn duck and run, nigga? He really? It's motherfuckers like me that want to see Chris Brown in the next goddamn 15 years still making music around this motherfucker. I can't benefit from him being dead.
That's right. You know, all that talent, come on. And, I mean, what kind of craziness is that? If that was you, you would have just stood there. Everybody would duck. Who wants to be shot up? I mean.
Yeah, these people, they be doing the most, honey. They y'all need to get y'all life, man. Y'all motherfuckers, that's why I'm trying to be positive. But I'm still that bitch that will cuss your ass out. Yes, I will. Oh, we in another year, so guess what? We done took it to a whole other goddamn level, honey. I ain't holding nothing back. If you thought I wasn't holding shit back in 2014, you ain't seen me in 2015. Have mercy. And I also want to say some shit real quick. To some of my motherfucking friends, a couple of y'all bitches know who I'm talking to. Let me tell you something. I got to get with some of my out-of-state friends, and that's why I'm trying to move. Cause I know I've been saying that for years on end, but people, y'all don't know my story, and you don't know my situation. I'm doing this shit myself. Ain't nobody here for me. I'm doing it myself. But I got two motherfucking friends. Both of these bitches are promise or set, make plans to do some shit, and then they back out. They the most boring motherfucking bitches I've ever seen in my life. And them type of motherfuckers, I just sit back and wonder, like, what could they possibly, what would they do if they was given a whole lot of money? Their life would still be fucking boring. Country, mm-hmm. This country is hell. Lord, honey, I don't care if y'all hear this and y'all get mad. I'm talking about your goddamn ass. Y'all know how I do when I get in my feelings. And then another one of my friends, she makes me sick as hell. Like, she'll blow my goddamn phone up. But when I call her and we ready to talk to her, this bitch don't answer her phone. I left her fucking voicemail, still ain't heard from her. But I tell you what, person that I'm talking about, when you call me, it's going to be a long fucking time before you get my ass. I'm going to give your ass a cold, silent treatment. Yes, I'm sick of these bitches. I don't, like, are we in high school? Like, what is this? I don't know what they be on. I don't know what they be on. But I tell you, I don't, they make me sick. That's all I can say is they make me sick. Yeah, I ain't got time for that. Anyway, moving on to our story before the break. Meat meals. Okay, here we go with this bullshit. Meat meals. Where the fuck, first of all, press pause. When the hell did that nigga get out of jail, Tammy? Because ain't nobody wrote in there for me that he was out.
He was out, I think, it had been late October, early November.
Okay. Anyway, okay, I just had to make sure. But that nigga there, I guess him and Nicki Minaj got something going on. You know, she just here recently broke up with Safari. SD, whatever you want to call that nigga. Things ain't really been too good between them. And that was one of the stories that I see, you know, that was all over the media when I was on my break. Her and him on Twitter going back and forth, him trying to get a rap real nice. And she talking about, I don't know if the nigga was cheating on her or what the hell was going on. But basically, I guess he's supposed to dick roll her, you know, throughout her whole career, now that she done got some motherfucking what he feel like he got a name for himself. So, bitch, I basically don't need you no more. So I'm going to leave your ass alone. I'm going to walk away. But I do think, I don't know what it is with them. I don't like to get too deep off into these celebrities' motherfucking life and business and shit. But what I do know is that when you've been with someone for a long time, it's not always that easy to just walk away. And on that note, Tammy, take us to the break. We'll be back in 2:10, riding this motherfucker. Have mercy.
All right. This is a new joint of the day. This is Rick Ross featuring K. Michelle, If They Knew.
Hey, Rose. Hey, Boo.
Tyler.
He's
too.
Looking good. He's looking good these days since he lost a couple of pounds there.
And I told him that his stomach and my stomach together was not going to work. Yeah, ma'am. Have mercy. Oh, my God. Moving right along. In the hood news. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit, y'all. We did all we could last year to try to solicit Dr. Phil for this nigga, but Dr. Phil didn't even want to take the case. So I don't know. I guess he's just gonna be a lost cause. But you know, I still am offering my counseling service for a small fee. That's all you gotta do is come holler at me, honey. That's all you gotta do. Holler at your girl. I will try to see what I can do to help you. Ray J motherfucking ass and bought him a house down the goddamn street, round the motherfucking corner from goddamn Kanye West now. Can you believe that shit?
That's crazy. Why are you doing that? Now, if you was Kim and Kanye, would you have moved or just, you know, it was so funny because Wendy Williams was talking about it this morning, and she was said that Kim and Kanye need to buy that house. They should bid for that house and so that he can't afford it and so he can move on.
I mean, it's just like, Ray J, what are you doing, boo? What? Let her go. Let her go. She been gone a long time. Damn. That girl put that push on that nigga. If she didn't put that push on him, Chase Dillon must got some roots on that nigga, honey. We need to call Cleo. We do, honey. We need to see what's going on, because this something ain't right in the goddamn water, honey. This nigga, he want to tell everybody that he hit it first, and then he want to tell everybody that little baby North is his. Ray J, you is doing the most. Tammy, pray for that nigga. Moving on. Trouble in paradise. Trouble in paradise, honey. Can't say that I didn't see this shit coming. You know, when people always try to portray their relationship to be so picture perfect, it's not. Honey, how about Toya and Mrs. Hitt, the guy that Kay Michelle accused of beating her ass? Who whooped her ass? That nigga. How about him and Toya? They separated and get a divorce. Now, from what I heard, I didn't even try to go into the story because I really don't care. Sometimes I have to let my fans go and do the research for their damn self. Well, not my fans, but my listeners. Something about, I guess, their whole relationship or whatever it was just for the tabloids and kind of like that. What's the girl name that just had the little show where her husband supposed to have slept with the goddamn friend's best site?
Kendra.
Yeah, that bitch.
What's her name?
Mm-hmm. Kendra Wilkerson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, they saying that Toya and Memphis was doing the same thing.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's so funny because. It's so funny because they had asked Kay Michelle what was her opinion. You know, they had asked her, you know, what was her views on them, you know, separating. And she said, quote, they gave her hell. So she said that's all she could say. She said, you know, it's crazy because they were the one that was giving her the hell the most.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to tell people.
Well, that ain't got shit to do with her. I just think that karma is a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And not so much that it had anything to do with Kay Michelle, but sometimes people just rush to try to make themselves be some type of iconic figure for folks to run out and try to mimic them. And they just want to be the in the spotlight, so to speak. So when you're in the spotlight, or you trying to make yourself be that person that everybody's looking up to, or everybody envy, and everybody's jealous of, then hey, that's what happens. So it is what it is. The jaw dropper of the goddamn night. Lord, how much did this nigga hear? First off, I love his music. Shout out to him. But he is on some other shit riding this motherfucker. Kevin Gates the rapper, admitted to fucking, first of all, he found that from his grandmama, that the chick that he been talking to for 2 years, or fucking with for 2 years, is his cousin. And that nigga said, he ain't gonna stop. He talking about, hell, we done got the worst part out of the way. And you know his famous quote is, I don't get tired. You know what? Let me say something real quick on this shit here. Nigga, your ass is wrong. But you know what? On a ignorant note, and I'm finna go ignorant. Yes, I am. Ignorant, not ignorant. Ignorant. like Steve Harvey say sometimes. Ignorant. What happens if you... See, y'all got to feel me. Let me put my pen down up here. Put my pen on my notebook. Okay, what if y'all fucking a motherfucker that look gooder than a motherfucker? I'm talking about sex good, like that motherfucker that just rub you down in the motherfucking shower. Y'all fucking in the shower, you know what I'm saying? Got good sex. Y'all giving in like on raining, storming nights. I'm talking about that good sex type shit. I'm talking about fine, that fine man, that fine fucking woman. She got a fat ass, or he just muscle bound, got a big dick. That type nigga. And you find out that nigga is your motherfucking cousin. Would you stop? Or would you get your one last fuck before you stop? And I say that because, let me tell you something, my ex from Jersey, and I always have to say ex because we was fucking around with him long. I was fucking around with him long time. So, yeah, bitch, you a motherfucking ex, Ryan. I done had some issues getting that dick up. I was like, y'all telling me a goddamn lie. That nigga ain't none of my motherfucking cousins. So, thanks, I said, you see? Sorry, people. Sorry. I know y'all weren't ready for that. But, hey, it is what it is. I feel it, Tammy. You tell me what you want to say. I know you got something you want to say.
Hey, I mean, you know, it's risky because what if she get pregnant? Guess what? So the child gonna come out with Down syndrome and all kind of messed up genes.
No, cause let me tell you something. One of my cousins, way down the line, married her cousin, and this one, he on the other side of the fucking family. He ain't no relation to me. They kids all right.
Okay. Wow.
So it happens. It's not, see, that's just a myth what people tell you. In some cases, I think it might happen, but, you know, not in all cases. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. So, okay, so we live in a goddamn world now where anything motherfucking goes. I can't. I don't even know what to say on that one. I don't know.
Before you continue, Ms. Kane, we got 2 more minutes. If you're not on the phone lines, please do call in. That's the only way you can listen and continue on to the show. That's 347-327-9526, where you can listen to the rest of the show. Again, that's 347-327-9526, and you continue to listen to the show. And Ms. K, Mr. Incognito, he came by to say hello. He was saying when you were talking about the hysterectomy earlier, he said that his mom had a hysterectomy back in April, and it took her about 2 weeks to recover before she started driving.
See what I'm saying, people? I already know that, but I'm just saying, I don't like pain, so I'm a motherfucker who will be laid up for goddamn 2 months because, like I said, after I had my son, I was 26 years old when I had my son, and I had a C-section. It took me 2 goddamn months to get over that shit. Yeah, I ain't with it. Oh, no. That's another show, people. I ain't got time. Moving on, real fast, let me speak through some of these stories. Ludacris, he has got married. His baby mama said he only did that because he wanted to try to fight her for full custody of their child. And if you are Luda, you wrong as hell. I don't even know what the situation is, but every goddamn child deserves to have to stay with their mother. That child deserves to stay with their mother. Just like with my son's punk ass sperm donor, I told that bitch he was going to lose, and he fucking lost. Number one, you filed in the wrong goddamn court, and basically you should have never went to a juvenile court. And right now, you will not see your son no goddamn more until I feel like I am ready to let him see you. And that nigga 10, he might not see you till he 18. Have mercy! Yes, God. they took me through hell. The grandparents, all that shit, like my friend wasn't gonna tell me what they were talking about. I was talking about this nigga show. Oh God, have mercy, Jesus. I'ma hold my tongue. Cause people, the things that I would like to say about that whole situation ain't pretty. And y'all know I go in. I regret the day that I met that motherfucker. Do you hear me? Ooh.
Uh-huh.
If he died tomorrow, he would not be lost, honey. He would not be lost, or he would not be missed. And basically, I'm saying he would not be missed on my behalf, because we weren't ever together like that to begin with. Okay, people, that was a fuck buddy who decided he wanted to poke holes and goddamn rubbers, and look what you done got. Now, all these years later, you want to be on some fuck shit because you tried to kick a bitch when I was down. But let me tell you something about a boss. Boss stay on their ass forever. And that did not happen to me. I didn't stay on my ass forever. So it is what it is, honey. Moving on, they claim that Rihanna and Leonardo.
Yes, it's just not coming out right, people. Sorry, it might sound retarded, but goddamn it, I couldn't get it out.
But anyway, Leonardo, Capio, Chino, Moco. Anyway, okay, for real. No, but anyway, Leo, let's just leave it at that. Him and fucking Rihanna supposed to be fucking around with each other. To me, I don't see it. But if y'all say
I don't see it either because Leonardo DiCaprio has a history of going through women like water. He don't stay in. He's crushing on the next hot thing, and the next thing you know, in a month time or shorter than 3 weeks, he's moving on to the next one.
Mhm. Okay, moving on. I've been slipping on this little bitch right now, Azealia Banks. Oh my God. That little bitch, I like her. Shout out to her. Honey, that Azealia has been getting into it with every goddamn body. I love her opinion on the black and white. You know, some people just don't get it. I mean, like I said before, everybody doesn't have to like interracial relationships. Everybody doesn't have to cater to white people. I mean, it's a lot of stuff with that being said. I'm not going to go into the story because, like I said, I'm trying to be positive with the people I am. But anyway, she went off on Iggy Azalea, Kendrick Lamar, and Lupe Fiasco, and Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest, him, and I think it was Solange. That came to Azealia Banks in her defense on Twitter. The shit had popped off, but it all surrounded Iggy getting, what was that award that she had got, Sammy?
Oh,
Best
for
Hip Hop Album.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
It was new artists and for Hip Hop Album, something like that.
And then on top of that, like a lot of people, I tell people, get to know your artists. How the fuck can you support a white bitch, you know, whether she's hip-hop or not? She's not hip-hop to me because she can't rap well for shit. I listen to the bitch motherfucking album. I don't care for it. It wasn't what, I mean, she got some couple songs on there. Okay, cool. But it's nothing that's jumping out at me. And then y'all want to try to say that she lyrically better than Nicki Minaj? Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck is you listening to? Because we obviously ain't listening to the same goddamn motherfucking person. She ain't in no shape, form, or fashion can you compare Iggy to motherfucking Nicki. No comparison. You can't even compare Iggy to Trina. Oh, anyway,
mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on that goddamn shit. And then the little fly shit that she be coming out her mouth talking about nigga this, nigga that, saying little shit, talking about how she was some shit they said she said about her being a slave, all in somebody was Timbo ass, Kunta Kinte ass nigga who's stupid as hell. But I ain't gonna get into that, so I'm gonna move on. Anyway, y'all make sure you go check out, I think it comes out this Friday, Kevin Hart and The Wedding Ringer. That movie looked like it's gonna be good. I know I wanna see it, and I'm going to watch it, even if I have to watch it for free online. I know it. hey, we balling on a budget, Kevin. I need you to throw me a couple dollars for some goddamn tickets, nigga. I got bills riding this motherfucker, sir. Also been looking at Nellyville. The season is about to get, I think the season finale has came to an end. I liked it. I did. I liked his kids, even though they don't look like him. I don't like the fact that he had Floyd Mayweather's ex-motherfucking girlfriend on the goddamn show. Don't like that shit at all. I think if you was going to put somebody in the limelight, you should have put Ashanti in the limelight. And speaking of Ashanti, first of all, Foxy Brown is about to join the cast of the new Fox series, Empire. And unless y'all motherfuckers been sleeping up under a goddamn rock, it premiered last Wednesday night. It'll be on this Wednesday night. And that shit is the shit. Now, y'all know.
Yes, it is.
And I didn't know that Lee Danielson, I got to speed up a little bit. Lee Danielson is the producer of this show. Now, you know, on another note, 50 Cent tried to throw shade on this motherfucking show, saying it was a knockoff of his hit series, Power, over there on Stars. Now, I don't know how many of y'all motherfuckers been watching Power, but when I tell you Power go to fuck in, nigga, that shit, get yourself, if, I don't care if you don't get Stars, but for one goddamn, well, I ain't gonna say 1 month, but 2 months, 3 months, however long that show is on, and then you call and cancel your goddamn order, that's some shit you need to watch right there. It's going in. But Taraji, she went on Twitter and threw some shade. Somebody tweeted her and said some shit talking about what did she think about 50 Cent and what he had to say. That goddamn Taraji said she don't count cents. She count dollars. How thirsty. Sit off.
That was a good one.
Look, and he couldn't even say shit. He goes top five stuff. This is what he said talking about pretty motherfuckers. That's all he could say, talking about she going to make him rethink getting with her. Yeah, nigga, you sent for that bitch and she came for you. And baby, what I tell you, that bitch gave a bad motherfucking performance in that goddamn motherfucking new series. That shit pulled in 10 million motherfucking views. I knew it was. I knew it. And you know, you got some people, remember Hustle and Flow? They compared it to, they talk about this is the aftermath. I don't give a fuck, nigga. That shit good or good or saw, bitch. And I'm going to be, look up, people. Don't call me from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on motherfucking Wednesday nights. I'm going to need you to know that. Yes, Lord. But Foxy Brown's supposed to be in that. And anyway, speaking of Foxy, she going to try to start taking some shots. I think it was on Twitter or Instagram at Ashanti, because Ashanti was in the Caribbean and she took a picture with Foxy Brown ex-boyfriend, which is Fogger, the reggae rapper Fogger Ben. Foxy, ain't nobody, girl, don't get you a miracle deal.
Nobody's about no Foxy.
Thank you, Tammy. Don't get you, Tammy got two miracle ears over here for your motherfucking ass, bitch. Yeah, I said it. Moving on. Okay, tomorrow night, y'all make sure y'all tune in for The Real Husband of Hollywood. It returns on BET Game Returns Wednesday night on BET, and y'all look for me to be there. My opinion here and there, maybe. Sometimes I don't really talk too much about those shows. I just like watching them because they're pretty good. Oh, my God. Let me give y'all the ratchet shout out of the night before we forget that shit. Ratchet shout out goes to the person who got a real live looking baby as a cape for a motherfucking baby shower. Have you seen that picture on Facebook, Tammy?
Yes, I was like disgusted. I was like, oh my God.
Well,
like, what was they thinking?
Who does that? But I wonder if it did it taste good. I'm sorry, people. I'm saying they had the little baby all cut up and shit. Y'all folks know y'all wrong. Have mercy. Y'all know y'all wrong.
Okay, we got 6 minutes.
Say what, Tammy?
I said we got 6 more minutes.
Okay, white folks news. I don't know if y'all seen the, I think her name is Elastic Heart or Elastic Heart. I think it's Elastic. Elastic Heart got the new video called Sky, some shit. But anyway, she got the actor, what's her name, Tammy? She, LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
I fucked his name up all the time. But anyway, some people said that, it's like he was trying to commit incest with his daughter. Then other people were saying that it's art. I don't know. Y'all go check that shit out for yourself. It's on Twitter, and the name of the video is S-I-A. Ignorant Moment of the Night is when a gangbanger gets shot and killed, and you go to the funeral, the cops in there talking about gone on to heaven. Nigga, stop it. Who can't go on no goddamn heaven? That nigga was out there murdering all the motherfuckers. His time just came up. Y'all didn't see that little side though, but it is what it is. Discussion real quick, Real Housewives of Atlanta last night. They got their Portia, though she tickled me, and I don't never laugh at nothing Portia says. But Portia said when Nene was goddamn free, motherfucking Claudia ass, she gonna Portia talk about some ladies and gentlemen, talking about some Nene has left the building, and I usher in Nay Nay. That shit was crazy. But let me tell you something. Girl, when Claudia said they got their meaty head look like some motherfucking old bro for new moves, I was like, the fell dead for a little while, Lord. So Nene talking about Nene had exes 20 years ago, but Claudia, see, you was coming for Nene, but Nene fired at your ass. Nene talking about you done fucked so many motherfuckers that your pussy done got up and done ran away. And what else she said, Tammy, what else Nene hit her ass with?
She said
the thing about her being biracial, but she said something else.
Yes, calling her half-breed and said that she wants to get what she got, want her money, something to that effect. But see, the thing about Claudia, you know, don't let the pretty face fool you, because she definitely shot back at her. I definitely have to give it to Claudia.
Honey, I'd have punched her in the motherfucking face, and I'd have got face. And Nene, I'm going to get back with your motherfucking ass, because we're going to try to get back on the show. We're going to have an early show, hopefully Thursday. But if we don't, we'll see y'all ass next Monday night for Celebrity Gossip and New Music. But let me tell you something. Nene couldn't talk to me like that. Nene, you need to stop being a motherfucking bully. Somebody going to beat your ass. And Faces, y'all treated Demetria. I didn't like Demetria's attitude when I first seen her come on the show. But that girl, she seemed like a little child. In that they got their table. Like, her feelings were so hurt, but she got Phaedra's ass together. I don't know what Phaedra was on. Y'all done got invited over here. We know the show paid for the trip, but y'all done got invited by this girl over to Puerto Rico or wherever the fuck they was at. And you sitting up there talking about this girl, and then Nene and them acting like they got to be a five-star restaurant. Nene, you were probably fucking sucking dick in a goddamn alley at motherfucking ATL somewhere back in the day. Why you trying to act like you so goddamn grand, looking like Scooby-Doo with that ugly-ass wig on? Girl, they got your ass looking like you dead, Ron, this motherfucker. You see her with that fucked-up-ass wig on?
It was terrible.
Tammy?
Yeah.
It takes me to get Nene goddamn ass. You know, put me on the show with that bitch. Put me all that ice. What I said, I done read her ass. Let me tell you something real quick. Phaedra, you messy ass bitch. Phaedra, see, that's what I don't like about these old wannabe high society. I got a career. I went to college and I go to church. You see how ghetto she got with Demetria? You don't want it over here. I done leave right on over that goddamn paper and pop that bitch ass in the face. But we are the fine people. That's all we got for y'all. But shout out to Claudia. And to motherfucking Demetria for holding they motherfucking all. And Candy, can you hook me up with some of your sex toys for the logo? I got a couple dollars that I can spare. Now, some shit happened, motherfucker. I keep it. But like I said, people, we'll be back. And thank you, co-hosting, for holding me motherfucking down with this show. And we about to ride up out of here. Yeah, appreciate you.
So, yeah, we're going to ride up out of this motherfucker, and Tammy will be on with us again. Just show information, Tammy.